very much, choir, for that great music. And I want to thank each and every one of you for coming. Good morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church, to those who are in the sanctuary and those who are listening over the radio and in the internet. We say welcome. And by coming today, we hope you experience the love, the power, and the comfort of God's Word. And that's why we're here today. And if you're a visitor, please fill out the registration card. It's attached to the church bulletin, and drop it in the offering plate, please, when it is passed. We would like to get you get to know you even better. And today, when Ramel brings our teaching today, you will find an outline in your bulletin today. And our scripture of the month is found in your bulletins. It's in Psalm chapter 30, verses 11 and 12. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. And at this time, talk about singing and praising, we're going to continue now with Victor leading us in our songs.
Thank you, Wayne. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for again joining us on this beautiful Palm Sunday. Hosanna in the highest. Amen. Amen. Why don't we turn to our first hymn, number 143, Rejoice, the Lord is King, number 143, and we'll sing the first and the last stanzas. Second hymn, number 106, Tell Me the Story of Jesus. Number 106. We'll sing the first and the third. Hymn number 108, All Glory, Laud, and Honor Number 108, please rise as we sing our last hymn, and we'll sing the first and the last stanzas.
Please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we read in the Psalms, let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. And so, Lord, we pray for your word to be that comfort to us, that encouragement to us that we need, that we may rejoice in your presence, rejoice in your praise, rejoice in you, because you and only you are worthy. And we pray for your comforting spirit to be upon those that are afflicted with the infirmities of this world, that they would get caught up in you and not in the challenges of this life. We pray that you be with our own pastor, Otero, to strengthen his body as he deals with the cancer and the pending surgery that we will know about shortly. We pray for your encouragement as well with Raquel as she cares for Pastor and as she has to deal as well with the hearing problems that she carries. We pray that you comfort Maida and encourage her as she also goes with so much cancer and trying to find the program and the process by which to strengthen and restore her body. But Lord, she is at peace and in comfort in you. And so we thank you for that and can pray for your continued comforting. We pray for Bob Jones, who is facing a knee replacement surgery, for you to strengthen him. For Christine Vatune of Informed Choices, as she also faces cancer, that you would strengthen her body and strengthen her work in that mission field of saving the lives of children. We pray for your comforting and encouraging spirit upon our own brother, Joe Plicka, as he is recovering from ailments, as he has difficulties as well, but bless him and strengthen him for your service. For Jim Bergen, Lord, we pray for him. Thank you, Lord, that you have strengthened him and you have brought him here again with us today. Strengthen his body and encourage his heart and soul unto you. And we pray for our missionaries throughout the world that you would encourage their hearts and guide them in the proclamation of the truth to remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, doing your work from the heart. We lift up to you Carl and Ruth Knott in Sevilla, Spain, Eusebio and Marexa Perez in Malaga, Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, the Informed Choices serving the women in Morgan Hill and San Martin and Gilroy, Danny and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Portland, and Fred and Carol Lewis of the Worldview Center. Bless each of them and encourage them in the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ to serve you, to worship you, and honor you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you.
A beautiful, beautiful song, and I would like to take it this time to honor one of our past members here that had been away for 16 years, Carol Whitmire.
Amen.
Let us recognize her. Thank you for coming back and visiting with us. You didn't forget us. And I also like to recognize Pastor Dr. Gabriel Otero is with us today, and his wife Raquel. He has really been sick, and we keep praying, Pastor, that the Lord will heal you speedily.
Yes.
100%. And now we're going to turn in our Bibles for our study today in Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. If we'll turn in our Bibles now to Matthew chapter 21, 1 through 11. And if you'll please stand for the reading of God's Word. Now when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethany at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them.' And immediately he will send them. And this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, 'Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, Your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he had come to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? So the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. Let us now bow with a word of prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, we come to you in the name of Jesus, loved by you. So may we put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If we have a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave us, so we also must do. Above all things, may we put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in our hearts, to which also we are called into one body, and we are thankful. Father, bless your word and bless the hearers. Father, bless our preacher as he brings our word in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And then we're going to ask Brother Ramil to come and give us his message the Lord has put on his heart.